game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
The Basketball Basketball Podcast Assistant, March 29th, 2016. I'm a little under the weather because I cried all night Sunday. So I want to start today's show with a philosophical question, Slim. Would you rather win in your favorite league with complete luck that the other team had a bunch of random DMPs, or would you rather win with the better team?
I guess I'd rather just win. I don't really care how it happens.
Okay, so how it happens doesn't matter. You don't care if you just got completely lucky and won 5-4 by 1/1000th of a percentage point. That doesn't matter to you.
No, I mean, I've lost to tiebreakers before, so that's not even that big of a deal. Like, I'd rather get blown out than lose close, I guess. Like in our RCL.
Yeah. Well, that is small consolation. So, of course, we're talking about the REL matchup where Slim won by 1/1000th of a point in field goal percentage to win 5-4. Now, given I won by 1 point and 2 threes. So it was pretty close. But, yeah, I had 9 DMPs out of nowhere.
Well, not out of nowhere. I mean, Dirk, we knew was going to happen.
Well, okay.
Probably
you had
couple.
Zero.
Yeah, well, I have 25-year-old guys. They don't get DMPs.
You have Yusuf Nurkic, the walking DMP.
Yeah, he's been healthier lately.
You have John Hansen, the guy who should be wearing a back brace, John Hansen.
Just because I couldn't fill a full roster 2 weeks ago and now I'm completely healthy, it's just besides the point.
Oh, it's besides the point. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, man, that first round bye, whew, that saved my life.
Yeah, now that has a little bit of credence because you were a little bit better for the whole season. I got better late with some trades.
And you didn't sell that much youth.
I didn't. And besides, I didn't mess with my core either, so it's fine. But. Yeah. Small consolation, I did win in the RCL. I'm in 2 RCL finals.
Nice.
So that should be pretty good. And how about us together as a team, Slim? We're
We still got friends and family. Yeah. It's going to go to the very end, though, so we're only in the semis now.
Yeah, we got second place in the regular season, so we had a bye last week. We're in the semis now because they run it all the way to the end of the season, so... The Friends and Family League. Shout out to Joel, who were playing in the semis. I think he got... What's his last name again? I forget.
Ooh, man, you know I'm going to mispronounce it.
Well, that's part of the
like,
show.
Like, did that on purpose.
Yeah, see, this is what... I would remember his last name if it was Smith. I knew it was Joel B. Shout out to Joel. Bartoliotta. Gugliotta. We'll go with Joel Gugliotta.
Okay. Long lost cousin.
Love you, Joel. Anytime you want to come on the show this offseason, let us know.
Oh, of course.
On today's show, we're going to recap news and notes from the weekend, including a look in at the guy we talked about streaming all week, the 5-game week of Shane Larkin. We're going to take a look at our upcoming Razzie Awards. Can't wait for those. That's always a ton of fun. Going to play another edition of Can We Make Slim Look Stupid? And then preview tonight's games with our 30-point challenge picks.
Y'all ready for this?
So, Slim, are you ready to put Aldridge back in the second round next year?
No. No, not that high.
I know I've brought him up before, but he keeps his finish keeps getting hotter and hotter.
Yeah, coinciding with some DNPs for the Spurs.
Well, yeah, but I don't know if the DNPs are recharging his batteries.
Ah, man, so much is down. I don't know. I mean, it's for the year, Yahoo has him at 67 overall by the averages.
Yeah, it's not very good.
He's had a couple DNPs. You got to assume that's going to continue next year.
Probably.
No, second round's too high. I'm not going that high. For a guy that, I mean, he's one block a game nowadays, eh.
Well, he's got back-to-back 30-point games, back-to-back 30 and 10-plus, 32, 12, 1, 2, 3, again, both of these last games were against Memphis. Okay, well, I didn't really pay attention to that part.
Yeah, he dominated Chris Anderson. Is he playing again?
Is that not how you pronounce his name?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All right. And then 31-13, three assists with two blocks last night. But yes, as you mentioned, not exactly murderer's row defense up there.
But yeah, right now you're riding him to the end for sure. I mean, I guess he only has two games left this week, unfortunately.
Yeah. Next year, are you taking Aldridge or Greg Monroe?
Yeah. Man, Monroe's going to fall so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we're in about the range. Probably just outside the top 50.
Okay. You're either taking Aldridge or Rudy Gay?
Gay's getting up there in age. Not thrilled about that. Missed a game yesterday. It's getting worse as the season goes on, I'm pretty sure. I'll probably think Gay's got one more year left. I'll probably take Gay ahead of him.
So to preview our Razzies a little bit, one of our co-worst calls for both of us might be Wiggins, but you see what Wiggins did last night?
I saw the free throws.
Yeah, 32 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 3 blocks, 17 for 21 free throws, and 3 threes. Come on, Wiggins, do that all year.
Yeah, I think everyone's going to be too low on him next year. I'm going to buy him again next year. I hate it, but I'm going to do it again.
I probably will too, but luckily his draft stock won't be much higher than it was last year, so we can still be able to get him without reaching.
Oh, these March numbers, 20 points on 50.7% shooting, a 3 per game, 1.2 steals, 0.6 blocks, 4 boards, 2.6 assists. Yeah, I'll have him in the top 50 for sure.
For sure in the top 50, wow.
Yeah. I'll still have him ahead of DeRozan.
Well, yeah, I probably will too. But I don't know if I'm going to be able to get him top 50. It'll be close.
Yeah, there's progression going on throughout the year this year.
Wiggins or Gordon Hayward?
Oh, I'll probably stick with Hayward. I mean, I hate the foot thing this year, but I assume he'll be over that next year.
Wiggins or Klay Thompson? Klay Thompson's been ending pretty strong.
Yeah, he's been better. You'd have to go with Klay, and he's going to probably be a good round or two ahead of him.
So that means you think Klay Thompson's still going to be top 30?
I went to type his name, and I started typing Thragnoff.
Oh, well, that is what his name is pronounced in Yiddish.
Yeah, you got the 0.8 steals, the 0.6 blocks out of Thompson. I'm not impressed. I mean, the good field goal percent is really carrying his rank.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, the 3.63s, obviously, that's useful. But that's, yeah. Yeah, he's pretty good. He's a Kyle Korver with points. Yep, he's good.
A few of the DMPs, everyone's getting... what were you saying?
Just going to let that one slide, huh?
No, I was kind of zoning out there. I need some Dayquil right now. Oh, my God. I didn't think I felt that bad when I woke up, but it's getting worse. I think
it is definitely getting worse as the minutes tick by.
I know. I sound miserable. I don't even feel that bad, but I know I sound like I submerged myself in some Dayquil earlier. I don't know.
Yeah, you do sound underwater a bit.
I know. I don't know what's going on. So with all the DMPs I got, a lot of things are clearing up. I'm like, okay, of course this happened the 1 week I'm playing Slim. But of all the things that are like, are you just effing kidding me? You see that Dwight Powell started last night for the Mavs? Oh my god.
They rest anybody?
Well, they rested Mezri.
Yeah, I don't know if that's necessarily rest.
I don't know, or they just took him off the bench. I don't know what Carlisle's doing with this team.
Yeah, he finally realized David Lee is actually David Lee.
Aww, David Lee is so good.
4 minutes. Not quite cutting it for us anymore.
Yeah, DMP coach's decision for the Salah. But yeah, Dwight Powell plays 30 minutes. He starts 16 points, 7 rebounds, 2 steals, and a block. 8 of 13 from the field.
Yeah, it's a tough buy. It's really tough to know what's going to happen next game. This rotation has been crazy the past week.
Well, they won that game after losing, what, 6 straight? 5 straight?
They beat Denver. I mean...
Well, they lost to the Kings yesterday, 2 days ago.
Well, that'll force your hand. You got to change your lineup after that.
They lost by 22 to the Kings.
Yeah, close loss to Golden State, close loss to Portland before that. What's the schedule look like? Plays tomorrow and then again on Friday, again on Sunday. New York, Detroit, Minnesota. That's not a bad matchup. I don't know. It's a tough buy, just because I don't know what's going to happen next game.
Yeah.
Starting him at center against Detroit, that sounds rough. Yeah, that's the problem, is he's starting at center and not power forward.
Carlisle did say that he's going to keep playing Powell moving forward. Doesn't say start him, but if he keeps playing, I like him. You know what, Slim? I like him enough to take him in no halftime. How does that sound?
That's pretty good. We're talking about tomorrow against New York?
Yeah, I think that's a good matchup.
His best of the week, I'd say.
Who do you think's a good lower-end, barely your last player streaming in the finals, 12-er-worthy guy?
I mean, Larkin's pretty popular.
That's a weird matchup, but it might be weird enough to work.
Just might be. I'm not taking Patrick Patterson against Atlanta, so skip that.
Sure. Let's do that. Let's do Dwight.
You know what? I'll take Henson against Phoenix.
I knew you were going to say Henson, but I like what Henson's doing lately. Okay. I'm going to stick with Shane Larkin.
All right. We got tonight's game that I get?
Yeah, against the
Magic. Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, so I'm taking Dwight Powell tomorrow against the Knicks. You're taking Shane Larkin tonight at the Magic. I'm making this a $5 challenge. I'm inviting the Razzball League. No halftime. Download the app now. One-on-one DFS fantasy matchups. It's a ton of fun. It takes a lot of the grind of setting a whole lineup out. You just pick one-on-one matchups. A very social app. A ton of fun. It's a little more casual. Play with your friends. And now when you get the app from the App Store, put in promo code Razz. R-A-Z-Z. All caps for $10. Free dollars out of nowhere, Slim.
Yeah, I could use it.
What would you use it on right now?
Right now? Ooh, what would I use it on? That's a good question. I mean, I am in the finals of my Yahoo 250 league, so I'll use it on paying off somebody to win that. Can I pay somebody off? Is there a ref?
Pay off the data feed to throw in some extra stats there for you.
All right, yeah, I'll do that. I guess I shouldn't go there. I guess I could go with the, what's his name? Was it McDonald or something like that? The NBA ref that was betting.
Tim Donaghy.
There you go. That's who I could be.
Yeah.
I'll go find him. He'll help me out. He'll take my $10.
Get $10 free. You can play for as little as $0 up to $100. So yeah, you can get your $10 free, play a couple contests for free. All major sports are on there. Baseball is starting in under a week. They'll also have baseball contests when MLB starts. I've already made this contest. I've already tweeted it out. It's super easy to use. A ton of fun. No halftime, where the fantasy sports season never takes a break. So, Slim, what do you make of Willie Cauley-Stein? He's actually been really usable the last 3 games.
Yeah, I'd have to look at the shot charts. I'm not paying too much attention to it right now. But I'm guessing this is very similar to what the Heat do with Whiteside. Somehow I doubt this is a bunch of 20-foot jumpers.
Yeah, I was about to say. They're all by the circle there. A lot of rim jobs.
Aw, without Cousins, he's left out?
Aw, poor Cousins. Yeah. Yeah, George Karl's, like, benching everyone now. But the two games before were pretty good. Last night, 13 and 14 for Cauley-Stein, 2 assists, a steal. Game before, 21-7-2. Game before that, 26.6 rebounds, 3 steals, and 2 blocks.
Yeah. The free throw percent shouldn't be great, but the volume, excuse me, should be so low it doesn't matter.
I gave you my illness through the wonders of the internet. I gave you my typhoid Mary.
Oh man, I hope not. Oh, wow,
was that cough really loud?
Cover your mouth, man.
I did. I coughed the other direction.
All right. I mean, if it traveled from there to here, that'd be pretty far.
I need a DMP rest.
Yeah. Uh-oh. It's not a DNP old, is it?
I don't know. I'm still pretty young, especially compared to my the rest of my lineup here.
Yeah. Cauley-Stein. I mean, if he was available in any of my leagues, sure, I'd go pick him up.
You like Cauley-Stein more for the stretch run or Henson?
Oh, probably Cauley-Stein. His minutes are more reliable right now.
All right, so let's go to Henson real quick. The savior of your REL team.
Oh, yeah, he shot a good percent last week.
Yeah,
65%, something like that.
I think you're 46.5%.
Yep.
Was that the best you've had all year?
I mean, I've had a couple about that, but I mean, I could tell you what my field goal percent was for the year if you want to hear it. I don't know if you do because it's really bad.
I bet it's below 42%.
Yeah, it probably should be. 43. Wow.
Oh, wow. So you're still finished well above your average.
But those were the Kobe days.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Blame it on Kobe.
Oh, it's so easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Last in the league in field goal percent. I try.
That's unbelievable. Whatever. So yeah, 3 blocks in each of the past 2 games for Henson, 17 and 10 and 19 and 8 the past 2. So if you need blocks, he's out there a lot of leagues. I picked him up in one of my finals already.
Yeah, I'm slightly worried about, well, he's only got a 3-game week. But I don't think his week started yet, right?
No, he didn't play yesterday. We play Wednesday against the Suns. And then Friday against the Magic and Sunday against the Bulls.
Yeah, that's not a bad one. That's a pretty good stream.
Now, one thing interesting with the finals week is that Saturday is actually your really light streaming day.
Yeah, in my Yahoo 250, I've got a full schedule minus one guy on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday's
full. So I'm
going
to have to do some finagling to make sure I have as many games added on Saturday and still have that full schedule on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's a little different than usual.
Yeah, usually Saturday's full and Sunday's, you know, 4 or 5 games, but that's completely flipped this week. So something to consider there. Your other REL savior, Yusuf Nurkic, are you picking him up in 12ers?
He got sick yesterday, so I'm assuming that's just going to be a one-game thing.
I thought you were going to say he got sick yesterday, so I'm assuming JB gave it to him.
Well, no, it's too late for that. I mean, if you, like, retroactively, like, went back in time and gave it to him, like, yeah, I'd believe that.
It's possible.
I mean, I think if you created your time machine, you're not going back and taking out Hitler. You're going back and taking out Nurkic.
I probably would. Nurkic and your REL team piss me off a lot more than Hitler has.
Did that... All right. Yeah. Oh man, I was trying not to lose my coffee there. I'm not sure how many people will agree with that statement.
Well, hopefully no one, because if anyone cares about my REL team more than Hitler, then well, that's fine.
Yeah, you got some serious fans then.
Yeah, exactly. Really dedicated fans.
Yeah, they are.
All right, Nurk's last couple games, 18-4-5 with a steal, two blocks, and then at the Clippers, 19.7 rebounds, three assists, and a block. Finally coming around. Better late than never.
Yeah, he's helping his draft stock for next year.
Nurkic next year or Greg Monroe? It's my baseline, apparently.
I mean, I'm slightly worried about Jokic.
Yeah. I thought you thought they were playing next to each other.
I hope so. Right. I mean, they've when Nurkic first came back from his injury, they gave it a shot. I haven't seen it recently. I'd have to really look, but I think it's possible, especially since Jokic can stretch the floor. He's a good passer, too. Both of them are good passers. Yeah, I think they could really work well together. It's kind of a Twin Tower thing, but both of them have offense, unlike Utah.
Yeah. And, I mean, we're seeing teams, you know, everyone talks about the NBA going to stretch fours. A couple teams going back to having two more pure centers. The Pacers, another team. Mahinmi is good passer. He's been really improved on offense. And then next to Miles Turner, who can shoot, even though they're both seven-footers.
Yeah, that could be a case of you all zig and all zag.
Yeah. So, I mean, the Nuggets could do it. I think I fought you on that more earlier in the year, but I'm more with it now.
You know, you got to see what happens with Gallinari, too. They did like playing him as a stretch four from time to time. It seems like Malone likes to go small, though. That's the only thing that worries me.
So a look into Shane Larkin, who we mentioned as our no halftime call and as a five game streamer, was decent last night, but not great. Didn't score a lot, but got eight assists. Do you still like him moving forward? Oh, three steals as well. So that was nice.
Oh yeah. Yeah. He'll be fine moving forward for sure.
Yeah. For the five game week, you know?
Yeah. There is no threat to his playing time.
What did Sloan do last night?
I think I saw him in the game. I watched the majority of this game last night.
He played 19 minutes, 2 points, one rebound, three assists. Yawn.
Yep.
Missed both his free throws. Ugh.
Larkin had to deal with that Josh Richardson defense. Nothing to scoff at.
Yeah. Josh Richardson is so good.
Yeah, I cannot. Yeah, that second unit next year, Richardson and Tyler Johnson, is going to be a good one.
There's another reason why I probably shouldn't complain about Ariel as much, because I had to spend all my fab early to have depth, and I think I bid $1 on Josh Richardson tier two.
Yeah.
And that would have swung the matchup if I had more fab and had three, you know?
Yeah, and I had to point out that that I offered you Henson and you didn't want to give up Wilson Chandler.
Oh, come on. That was like, when was that?
It was like the first month of the year. I know. It was like right after. No, it wasn't right after the injury. I mean, I knew he wasn't going to come back. I don't know.
No, that wasn't this. That wasn't after Wilson Chandler got hurt. I would have done that.
No, he was down.
Well, like, for sure out for the year?
No, not for sure.
Okay, so just, this was like weeks before the season started.
No, this was after he got injured. He was already on your IL.
That happened before the season started.
I mean, you know, if it makes you feel better, then yes, it happened before the season started.
Oh my God, you're the worst.
I was telling my brother for the Ariel recap, I almost sent you an email of just laughing. My brother thought that was mean, though.
Razzball Nation, if you're interested in being the co-host of the Razzball Basketball Podcast moving forward, send in your applications today.
Oh, you got to enjoy the win when you get it.
Andrew Nicholson, you interested in streaming him at all?
I mean, I noticed he's been getting some minutes.
Yeah, five out of his last six have all been usable games.
There was that 4-minute one in the middle of that.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that one.
You don't know what's happening with Ilyasova. I'm assuming he's staying down. We don't know what's happening with Vucevic. I'm going to assume he's going to stay down too.
Yeah.
Don't know what's happening with Oladipo. Yeah, this is I can't this late in the year. No. It's too difficult. It's too unpredictable. I want guaranteed minutes right now.
What about a 14 team league though, where there's not much out there?
Yeah, I mean he's got a back to back for the 31st and the 1st. That's not bad.
Yeah, so that'd be useful.
Say Friday streamer. It's possible. See how many minutes he gets tonight. If he gets another 20 minutes, then you could probably feel pretty good about it. If you need the blocks, though, go Deadman instead.
Yep. One last widely unowned, streamer that might be someone that you could use out there. What the hell is Tyler Ennis, who apparently plays for the Buffalo Sabres? There we go. There's apparently a Tyler Ennis who plays in the NHL. That's not confusing.
Yeah, Jason Kidd did say he wanted to get him more minutes.
Yep, 12 assists last game out, went 9, 4, and 12, hit a 3. You know, it's not huge, but if he can give you 8 assists for a couple games, that's going to swing some matchups.
Yeah, it's a big if. We're looking at, let's see, what would that be? 30th is Wednesday, so Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Oh, same as Henson. We already went over this, didn't we?
Yeah.
I'd like to trust it, but no. I mean, this was a blowout, so I imagine some of these minutes were blowout minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So in a close game, I bet he gets closer to that 12-minute mark.
All right.
And you got home games against Phoenix, Orlando, Chicago. Yeah, they should blow out two of those at least.
All right. So, Slim, let's take a look at our upcoming 2015-16 NBA Razzies. We're still putting together the categories now. Votes are still... Well, votes aren't coming in yet, but they will be coming in soon. So I'm taking a look at last year's Razzies. We'll probably do a lot of the same categories. Worst coach, worst injury, worst JB call, worst Slim call. Do you think Andrew Wiggins will sweep both of those categories?
You think he should be in both? All right, I'll put him in both.
We don't have to, but we both really liked him.
Yeah, all right. I just don't want too much overlap. Okay. I mean, we could put Skiles in every category and he'd probably win.
Worst call, Skiles, just because we can.
Yeah, for the worst call, I'm looking at maybe a Dragic, Alfred, Marcus Smart.
Marcus
a couple of those
Smart.
Guys I was higher on than what they did.
Yeah, Marcus Smart definitely needs to be one of yours.
Yep. Man, shooting has been so bad.
Yeah. We got biggest bust who didn't get hurt. Worst team for fantasy goodness. Probably do that one. Worst ratio killer. Oh, the worst Slim projection. That'll be fun.
Yeah. See what I said at the end of that one last year? Nailed it.
What do you mean? The end of last one? What do you mean?
Yeah, the end of the my worst projection was Jimmy Butler last year. And at the end of it, I posed the question, over under, 46% field goals and 20 points. My response was over, but in under 70 games.
You won that one.
Nailed it.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll be sure to link those previous Razzies on there. You know, we learn from our mistakes. We learn from our award winners.
Yeah, I think I've learned. I've learned don't underestimate rookies.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah, for sure, for this year. Man. Mm-hmm. Although I bet next year or the year after, there's just going to be like all the rookies are awful.
Yeah, there's going to be a lull. I mean, you got to assume. I mean, if all these guys are playing, then there's only so many minutes out there.
Yeah. And I saw we had a commenter give us an idea for another one, which we'll probably throw in there. So if you have any other ideas for the NBA Razzies, awards you want to see for the worst of the worst, put them in this podcast comments. We'll probably throw them in there. We'll have the post up in a couple days. It'll have you can vote on all of these, and then we award the winners. It's completely democratic.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have, you know, any oversight in our you know, ballot box stuff, but yeah, it's democratic. You can trust it.
Yeah. What do you mean? What are you trying to say? We're like dictators are gonna like doctor the results?
What? We're not doing any voting in Russia right now? Putin slam.
I'm dying, Slim.
I gotta watch out with that.
All right, I need some theme show music. Pump me up for the rest of the day.
Oh boy. You know you love that 70s sound.
It sounds so 70s. I have no idea what that is.
It's the match game.
Oh!
Yeah, that's a popular one. We got lots of board games based off that.
Is match game who's behind Bachelor number one?
I don't think so.
I think that's dating game, and I think I got that wrong, too.
Oh, yeah. They're about the same.
All right. Player A, you ready?
I gotcha.
Season long stats.
All right.
19.1 points.
That's pretty good.
4.1 rebounds.
I assume a wing.
4.7 assists.
That's a good wing.
1.1 steals.
Okay.
0.6 blocks.
Okay.
All right, player B.
Sounds a whole lot like DeRozan, but okay.
No, not DeRozan. Player B. Hold on a second. They're making my microphone's in the worst spot for this. All right. Player B, 16.6 points.
Okay.
So under by 2.5. 7.6 rebounds. So add 2.5.
Yeah.
And 3.5. Sorry, my math is awful. 4 assists. So take off 0.7, but still really good.
I think I know who this might be.
1.2 steals, exactly the same.
Yeah.
But 1.4 blocks up from 0.6.
All right. That sounds a whole lot like Al Horford.
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, player A, 0.13s. Player B, 0.23s. So they're negligible there. Player A, 78% shooting on 5.7 attempts for free throws. Player B, 72% free throw shooting on 5 attempts.
Okay, and they both give you good field goal percent?
Player A is at 45.3%. Player B is at 50%, 50.4%.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I'm taking B. I don't even see the debate here.
You don't think that's close? Scoring and rebounds higher for B. Player A gets a little bit more assists, scores more. Oh, wait, more rebounds for player B, but player A scores more and more assists.
Significant steals and blocks.
Same steals. Just
plus that nice field goal percent.
0.8 blocks is the difference, but the steals are the same.
All right. I mean, is B like a Pau Gasol?
No.
Everybody's healthy here, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's that took a minute to answer.
All right, do you want a hint?
Yeah, what you got?
Player B is like 15 years younger than player A.
Oh, boy, 19. That's not very many threes, though, for someone like that. Who's that old? Is it like a Jamal Crawford? He's not scoring that much anymore.
No.
Maybe one day he did.
These are a little higher end than Jamal Crawford. Come on.
All right. Let's see. Oh, wait. No? The lack of threes is throwing me off. You know, it can't be like a Kyrie, even though he's a low.
No.
Lack of threes. I mean, what are their position eligibility?
Player A, I think is point guard, shooting guard eligible. And player B, I believe, is small forward, power forward.
All right. Kind of makes sense with the rebounding.
Yeah. But I thought they were, because of the assists and comparable steals, not hitting threes, it was an interesting comp.
Oh, yeah. It's just the lack of threes hurts the value.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. B is Thaddeus.
No.
He's got more steals than that.
No, he's got way more rebounds than that. I think he's averaging a double-double.
Yeah.
I think Slim is stupid.
Yeah, I think so, too.
All right.
Wait. You say that? No, it's not the Goose. He's got more blocks than that.
Yeah, no.
Wow. This is hard. Is it supposed to be this hard?
I don't know. I didn't think this was season long of two top 50 players. I didn't think it'd be that hard.
Wow, yeah. It can't be Ariza. He does much better than that, and he shoots threes. Nah, the lack of threes is just killing me.
Yeah, all right. So who do you want first, player A or player B?
Oh, let's go with A. Was it 19-4-4 without threes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't put a name on that at all.
That's Dwayne Wade.
Okay, yeah, the defensive stats are way down from what they used to be.
Not really, actually.
Well, blocks. He used to be a +1 block per game guy.
I mean, not since 11-12. The blocks are up a tiny bit from the past 2 years. The steals are fine. But yeah, see what you're saying. He's just having such a good year.
Yeah, the 45%. Was that a career low? Yeah, career low.
Yeah, I mean, a good year compared to what... I think the biggest number that matters for Dwayne Wade is he's played 67 games already.
Yeah, that's impressive. He hasn't played 70 games since 2010-11.
Yeah. So, if you took the gamble there, like I did in my... Remember when I drafted our JB versus Slim RCL team?
Yeah.
The all-injury turnover punt?
Yeah. You went for as old as you could.
I think I have LeBron, though. I don't think we mentioned LeBron. He's already going to sit tomorrow.
Yeah. Not a big surprise. Probably stream J.R. Smith for a game if I had the opportunity. He tends to get more shots up.
Yeah.
I mean, Love will get his with Wade, with LeBron out for sure.
All right, so player A was Wade. Player B was Giannis, the alphabet.
Oh, yeah. You tricked me with those assists. That's a tale of two seasons.
Yeah, because lately it's been like 7 or 8, but overall 4.
Yeah, I had that stretch. I guess the stretch is coming down a little bit recently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not terrible, though. I mean, 1-4-6-5-7 the past 5.
It's not
last
horrible.
Night was fluky. Fluky blowout.
Yeah, but all right. Well, you clearly took Giannis over him, but I thought those were closer than anyone would have thought.
Yeah, and you're going to even go even higher for Giannis next year.
Yeah, and we
got him at 30 overall. And you got to assume that field goal, or the free throw percent is going to come up. It actually went down this year.
Yeah, a lot of bad ones lately. And looking at almost the last everyone. 10, 6 for 10, 6 for 10, 4 for 11, 6 for 11. Look.
Ouch.
Yeah
but you assume that, I mean, almost every player gets better free throw percent as they get older and practice more.
Unless you're Dwight Howard.
I thought he was actually having like a really good free throw here.
No, he's not. I'm going to fact check you on that.
Okay. You shouldn't. Yeah, that's not true, though.
Yeah, that was a false statement, as he's under 50%.
Almost career low in attempts, though.
Oh, although, well, okay. Well, that's actually a good thing.
How about this number? 8.6 field goal attempts, 6.9 free throw attempts for Howard.
Almost more free throws than shots.
That's so bad.
Oh, man.
Did he
got really close to having more free throw attempts than shots in 2009-10.
Wow. How does Yahoo have him at 52 overall?
I don't know.
They just stopped counting free throw percent?
They put more weight on field goal percent, apparently.
With eight and a half shot attempts?
His turnovers are way too high still.
I don't know how they call him 52. That's crazy.
Yeah. All right, well, this devolved into lots of different conversations. So let's wrap it up with this final comment, that Slim is stupid. Theme show music.
You might have to do some editing.
Oh, no, whatever. Don't. Slim was stupid today.
Yeah, I feel stupid.
Taking a look at tonight's games, we've got the Bulls at the Pacers, the Nets at the Magic. Charlotte goes to Philadelphia. OKC goes at Detroit. The Rockets go to Cleveland, who's resting people. And the Wizards go at Golden State. What are you watching for tonight?
Oh, well, Chicago. They just had apparently a meeting where everybody was yelling at each other, so I don't know what's going to happen there. They're coming off a bunch of losses, playing, I guess, a playoff team. They need a win. They're going to be playing hard.
Yeah, they're not making the playoffs.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, too. OKC Detroit, it's a pretty good one.
Yeah. I mentioned in Monday's article that I like Jeremy Lin going at the Sixers.
Yep, someone asked either Mahinmi tonight or... No, was it Mahinmi? Was it Mahinmi? Oh, can't remember. Somebody asked about Steven Adams tonight against Detroit. And
I think it was that one, or Mahinmi at Chicago. You took Adams, I took Mahinmi. Oh, that should have been our no halftime.
No, this is not based off stats.
Wait, what is it based off of then?
Playing time. I don't know.
What? Who's that? Was the question who plays more minutes?
No, but you know, you're probably going to be right with Mahinmi.
Oh, that's what you're trying to sneak a technicality in there. I see what you're doing.
Now, Chicago's big men have been pretty bad. Yeah. Defensively, they've been one of the easier teams for stats. So you're probably going to be right on that one.
So
how did Adam do last night? I know he played last night.
I'm not sure.
10-9-2 with a block, the usual.
That's pretty good.
Yep, 60% and 80%. That's nice to see. Only one turnover. Yep, he wasn't a bad streamer with the Monday-Tuesday game.
So we know LeBron is sitting. Are they sitting everyone? I should probably know that.
I don't know if we do know that this early in the day.
We know LeBron's out. Looking at it, didn't list them all together. Yep. Kyrie didn't play Saturday.
Oh, we didn't mention Drew went down last night.
Oh, he got hurt again. I didn't see
something with an eye, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's better than having his leg issue crop up again.
Yeah, so I guess the big takeaway from here would be...
He went back in the game, though.
Okay.
According to this update or whatever.
Yeah.
Never mind. He didn't come back in. Why did it say that he returned to action? I don't know.
Yeah, so what are they calling it? Orbital?
Yeah, he's going to be examined. He might have a broken bone in there.
Yeah, I think the takeaway would be Tony Douglas.
Yeah, he's had some usable stretches, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's been amazing. But, you know, that's as far as worst teams for fantasy goodness, I'm pretty sure Pelicans are going to be up there.
Oh, who's going to be the worst teams for fantasy
goodness? Oh, that's easy. It's a blowout.
That it's the Pelicans? I mean...
No, I think the Lakers don't have a single top 100 player.
Oh, yeah, the Lakers should win that. Clarkson has been disappointing.
He'll be better once Kobe's gone. I think you can say that about everybody. They should bring in somebody too, a nice score, since they're going to clear about $30 million off the books.
Yeah. All right. So taking a look at the top 10 scorers, got Curry, Harden, Durant, Cousins, Lillard, LeBron James sitting, so don't pick him. Brow out for the season, so don't pick him. Westbrook, DeRozan, and Paul George. Who do you have for 30 points tonight?
Oh, let's see. About Carl Landry? No.
Sure. Nope. You said it once. It's in. It's locked. It's written in
There's only three
stone.
left, and I'm pretty sure I'm up by more than three.
Oh, so you want to just not stop doing this because, the fans love it, but you just want to stop doing it
I didn't
because.
say I was going to stop, but
Oh,
you know.
sure. Yeah,
All
sure.
right, fine. Give me I'll take Isaiah Cannon.
Oh, God. So you want to keep doing it, but you're just going to pick crazy people.
I picked Booker once. That was pretty crazy.
Oh my God. It wasn't that. He scored 30 the game before.
I know, that's a back to back.
How is that crazy?
No, it's really not.
Slim, you're the worst today.
Clay's still under 30, and he's been good. That's an easy pick.
Yeah, I'm thinking him. Thinking maybe Reggie Jackson in a revenge game.
He's been bad recently. I wouldn't bet on it.
Yeah, Kimba against the Sixers.
Yeah, that's a pretty easy one. Although I think Batum's been going off recently.
Yeah, but not as much in scoring, right?
Well, that's never been his big thing, but yeah.
The Hornets.
That's probably. I don't think Kemba's been that great either, has he?
Yeah, he's faded a little bit. I am gonna go with Jimmy Butler's down there. I'll go Jimmy Butler. Isn't he healthy right now?
No, absolutely not, but he's playing.
Well, yeah. You don't think he can rekindle what he did earlier in the year?
I doubt it. This is a back-to-back too. Back-to-back travel. He was at home yesterday. Now he's going at Indy. I'd be shocked if he puts up 30 tonight. Not even close to full
Had
strength.
15 last night playing through pain.
Shot 31%.
You know what? I'm going with it. You can do it, Jimmy Butler. I have faith that you'll feel better tonight.
Hopefully he puts up 60 and he can get 2 points.
Yeah, well, if anyone's going to put up 60, it needs to be a dramatic performance from someone.
Should be a fast-paced game.
Yeah, hopefully
They
he.
are going, I mean, they're going to go all out. This is
Yeah, they got to make the playoffs,
a
so.
good time to own a Chicago player who's getting minutes right now, not name Mirotic.
Yeah. So there you have it. We're going to wrap the show there. I need to spend about 10 minutes blowing my nose, so I'm going to leave now. Slim, hopefully I feel better, and hopefully you are less incorrigible next show.
Oh, yeah, I try,
Ser seriously, Razzle Nation, send in your applications. HR at Razzball.com. Put in the subject line Razzball basketball host. I don't think that's an actual email address, so don't really do that. You'll probably get bounced, but
Yeah, we got only two left.
yeah. Wait.
Two more morning shows.
Yeah, that's true. So we should remind everyone's schedule. We're gonna do Thursday again, 2 days from now, and then we're only gonna do the Thursday then of the next week to wrap up the season. So. Yeah, two more morning shows, and then we'll be recording in afternoons again, where I won't sound like this, and Slim will be in a better mood.
I'm in a great mood today.
You're a terrible person.
I'm a terrible person.
You're over here saying that Nurkic is more important than Hitler. I'm pretty sure you said that earlier in the show.
That?
Yeah.
You're the one that said you'd go back and kill
No,
Nurkic.
you're the one that gave me the idea. You gave me the inception. You
No.
put me in a dream state and gave me that
Yeah.
idea.
By blow your nose, you mean you're going to go invent a time machine.
gotta wrap the show then. We'll be back on Thursday. Good luck to everyone in your finals this week. And Slim, I'll talk to you then.
Yes, sir.